Hi, this is Justin Baker, again with Colorworks Radio, and with me today is artist, educator, curator, all-around super guy, Jason Cates Van Staveren. How you doing, Jason?
Pretty good, thanks. Hello.
Good. All right. So today, with in the segment we're doing today, we're going to talk to him about what he's doing as an artist, as a curator, and anything he's got coming up. Or I know you have a show that just is wrapping up that you had curated. And where was that again? That was in Oneonta?
Yeah,
right?
It's a place called Kano, which is, I've forgotten what it stands for. But if you Google Kano, C-A-N-O, it'll come right up. They have a gallery there called the Wilbur Mansion. It's this retrofitted Victorian mansion. It's pretty great space.
Okay. And how did you, I'm just curious, when did you get that opportunity or how did that come to you?
Yeah, they have an open call for proposals every year. In fact, it just went out for the next year last week.
Okay.
And I just responded to that and wrote a proposal. The show is called A House and Home, and it's about sort of the simultaneous conjunction and distinction between those terms, house and home. And I really wanted it to be in that gallery because it's a house, and it seemed like really fitting that that would be in that space.
Okay, so yeah, conceptually it tied into the theme of the show. Now that show is closing soon, but how does any of those ideas, or what was the idea of house and home, how does that tie into like maybe what you're doing as an artist, or maybe you want to explain like your process a little bit about what you do?
Oh, geez. Yeah, to be quite frank, the thing began as an excuse to show some of my own work, actually, that I made a long time ago. These photographs of houses with collected ephemera in the margin of the photograph. I really liked them and I wanted to show them. And so I just sort of reached out to a bunch of other artists I knew who made work that I felt was sort of thematically tied together somehow. And I got some of them on board and I proposed shows like that for the last several years and finally got this one approved. And the list of people had changed a little bit every year, but the idea was always about what does it mean for a house to be a home, and how is that definition different for different folks, and what are our relationships with that space and what the space is physically and emotionally, and just trying to showcase a variety of takes on those ideas.
Right. So, right. How like the architecture that we like define as like a space becomes something more like mentally like feasible or like, you know, important to us, like the importance we put on a physical space.
Yeah. For me, it's memory is really tied up in it because I'm primarily a photographer. And so it's always about making things from the past, documenting things that have already been. So the idea of, so I sort of approach the whole framing from the position of looking at things that were no longer. So a bunch of the artists who are in the show are dealing with things from the past and sort of finding a way to frame what happened in your life based on that architecture, or the architecture sort of holding on to those memories. If you see that outline of that door again, it brings back those memories, and I find that really powerful.
Mm. Now, I know I was a little privy to your process because I recently sat through a artist talk that you had given at Hudson Valley, and you talked a lot about in your process like the idea of, it wasn't really totally truth because that sounds too like all-encompassing, but the idea of a document being fiction, right?
Yeah, I think interestingly enough, this work that show is based on sort of predated that stuff, or was that, it was, this work was made when I began sort of changing my position on the idea of, especially photographic truth. I really, for a long time, subscribed to the idea that a photograph was this really honest document, that it had a lot of fidelity and that was to be embraced. And I've come to sort of change my tune on that. And the things I'm doing now are all about sort of capitalizing on that idea of photographic truth and making up fictions instead that masquerade as really believable truths. So yeah, those are two sort of different voices, I guess.
Yeah. I found it super interesting because you came out, you I mean, I knew it before, but you kind of really came from this documentarian background. And in my mind, that's all about kind of presenting a truth, you know? But then during your talk, it kind of, you know, became this really different approach to telling stories that was about fiction, which I found really kind of powerful. For those people tuning in right now, here talking with Jason Cates Van Stavern, a local artist, curator, and educator. My name is Justin Baker, and this is a short segment I'm doing for Collarworks Radio. So going back to your newest kind of like curatorial ideas, do you want to talk about that, like how you transitioned into that role? I know from my experience living in upstate New York, I live in Troy, the art scene is, you know, kind of small. And if you want to get something done, you kind of have to do it yourself. But maybe you can talk about your approach to that in some way.
Yeah, I'm not sure. This is that show, the Kano show, The House and Home. That's only the second show I've ever actually curated that wasn't a two-person show with me and a friend. And I'm really loving doing it. And I worked for a long time as a video editor, and for me, video editing made sense the way mixtapes made sense, and curating makes sense the way video editing makes sense to me. Those things all are about sort of finding things that are already there or making things that weren't already there and then putting them together to become this even cooler, larger whole. And I'm really loving doing it. And it's a great chance to sort of invite myself over to people's studios and see what they make and be inspired by that. I don't know. the Oneonta show, that was the second half of this year. In the first half of this year, I curated a show in Hudson at a gallery called Concepto that was a really similarly executed curatorial effort. I just reached out to a ton of people who I already knew, I knew what they made, and I sort of asked them, hey, I think these things go together. Could we put them together in a show? Mm-hmm.
That was a really beautiful show.
Thanks.
Nice,
I loved it. It was really fun. So it becomes this sort of like cooperative effort where I just sort of like, I feel like I'm kind of pulling the ropes that people are already attached to and just kind of tugging on them and going, hey, you guys, let's get together and do a cool thing. And it hasn't been, it's been really easy to do and exciting, yeah.
It's always surprising how quickly, because I've curated a few shows with Collarworks. I'm on the exhibition committee there, and I've taken the reign a few times. And in my mind, in the curatorial process of like selecting work and putting together themes and ideas, I'm always flattered and kind of surprised when people just say yes. Like I always kind of think like, why would they want to do this? Or, you know, what is it, you know, I mean, they always, obviously as an artist, you always want to show your work. But again, I'm always kind of surprised when someone's just, even if it's like a cold call, like I don't know them at all. I just like look at their work and I email them and they're like, yeah, I'd love to do it. It's always kind of flattering. But do you see this like, in focusing, or not really focusing, but as an artist and a curator, like, do you see like a common thread in the types of shows you like putting together? Or is it really like just about what you're kind of looking at recently or what you're fond of?
Certainly it's so far it's been things I'm fond of, ideas that are already on my mind. I'm kind of an extension of what I would make. It's kind of like an extra arm of, I'm not making this, but I'm, the gesture that would happen if I did make it is made by this curatorial effort. I have this thing that's just begun in the works. I've contacted some people for another thing that I'm going to try to put together that is not like anything I've ever done. It's going to be made up of work that it's nothing that I would ever make. It's about things that I don't make things about. And that's going to be really, I'm really excited by that it's kind of a real departure. It's sort of the tracks between my own the making of my own work and this curatorial thing, they're spreading further apart.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, I'm pumped on it. It's more of a challenge. You know, it's about things I don't already know about, sort of.
Okay. Well, we'll keep a lookout for it. When you do it, we'll come back.
Great. All right.
Thank you, Jason. And again, this is Justin Baker with Collarworks Radio. Thank you.